I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
News.
Cam Stewart with your Sport Grid news update. Get on the grid, everybody. And to our listeners on Zoom, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Tyreek Hill has hit the jackpot. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Wow, how life changes so quickly. The Kansas City Chiefs rewarding the star receiver with a new deal, a three-year extension worth $54 million clams. Hill's contract also contains $35 million guaranteed money. Sources telling Adam Schefter from ESPN, the 25-year-old speedster was entering the final year of his rookie contract. The new money averages $18 million a season when broken down, tying Hill for second among receivers with Odell Beckham Jr. and behind only Michael Thomas of the Saints, who makes $19.25 million a year. The NFL deciding not to punish the receiver after a comprehensive investigation alleging Hill of child abuse and uttering threats. In 2018, he was on fire, 1,479 receiving yards, 12 touchdowns, all-pro honors, and took KC to the AFC title game. He was out. Now he's in. Raiders wideout Antonio Brown will play Monday night versus Denver after all. John Gruden says he's excited to have AB back and the team is ready to move on from the antics and move forward. Brown gave an emotional apology at a Raiders team meeting today alongside the Oakland Raiders team captains. Brown was set to miss the opener and was going to be suspended by the team after threatening Raiders GM Mike Mayock because he was levied some fines. The pass catcher was docked $14,000 for missing an August walkthrough, $40,000 for a team practice August 18th. He signed that three-year deal with the Raiders this offseason from Pittsburgh, and he was facing potentially a huge financial loss if suspended. A ban would have avoided his $29.125 million in guaranteed money. So, yes, he is playing Antonio Brown versus Denver. He is in. Freddie Kitchens confirming OBJ ready to rock despite a sore hip. Odell Beckham Jr. says it won't stop him from playing and sprinting full out in Sunday's opener versus the Tennessee Titans. The star pass catcher didn't suit up of and Cleveland's preseason games. He sat out most of training camp as well, but he says he will be ready to rock on Sunday. We're down to the final four on the men's side, and the ladies, the final two. Men's live action, number five, Daniel Medvedev, tangles with unranked Gregor Dimitrov in today's first semifinal. We're just started first set, and we are tied at four, a tight battle. Rafael Nadal, the only member of the big three to reach the semifinals, he plays tonight at 6:30. Nadal, the two seed, will take on 24-ranked Matteo Berrettini from Italy. Nadal, minus 1,600. Berrettini, plus 900. The women's final set for Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. 15 seed, Canadian Bianca Andreescu takes on legend Serena Williams, the 8 seed. Serena, a big favorite in this one, minus 300. Andreescu checks in at plus 240 as a pooch. In the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes have signed defenseman Jake Gardner to a four-year contract with an average salary just over $4 million. The former Leafs blue liner, arguably one of the top free agent defensemen this summer. The 29-year-old missed 20 games with a back injury last season, but still racked up 30 points, and he logged over 21 minutes per game. Joe Thornton, old man Joe, not calling it quits. The veteran signing a one-year deal with the San Jose Sharks. The contract reportedly worth $2 million. The 40-year-old Thornton will now be coming back for a 22nd season in the NHL, and he's still producing 251 points in 73 games with SJ Sharkey last year. He had 10 points in 19 playoff games, also 14th all-time in the NHL scoring list with 1,478 total points. College football action tonight. Matchups and betting lines, 8 o'clock. We got the Wake Forest Demon Deacons, minus 19 at Rice. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yes, the Owls, big dogs, total 58. 9 o'clock, Marshall Thundering Herd at number 24, Boise State. The Broncos, minus 12.5, total 57.5. CFL football tonight, 7:30, BC at Montreal. Alouettes, minus 5.5, total set at 50. Owls, minus 240, money line. Lions, plus 200. Rest of the pitching matchups now. Oakland, a suspended game. This one's going to start in a few minutes, guys. Oakland up 5-3 on Detroit. They're going to pick it up from the bottom of the seventh, a suspended game there. We got a big one, too. Five games at 7:10, including the New York Yankees, minus 120 at Boston. 11 is your total. Herman versus Chassin there. Toronto versus Tampa Bay. The Rays laying 185. 9 is your total. Buchholz versus McKay. And the Rays set to activate ace Tyler Glasnow Sunday versus Toronto. That's good news for them. Philly at the Mets. The Mets minus 150 in this ballgame. Eflin versus Welcome Mats. 8.5 is your total. We'll go through the baseball, the football, and a whole lot more. It's Friday. Golf, Scottish rookie Robert McIntyre. He leads by four shots at minus 11 after two rounds of the Porsche European Open being played in Hamburg, Germany. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio here. He's in studio today because it's Friday. We'll break down the NFL board. It's a good one. We got college football on Saturday, CFL, U.S. Open tennis, and everything in between. So stick around. Hour one of Red Heat and Rage Radio on Sports Grid. It's coming up next.
You have to decide what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage. I am Morenci. Not at the FanDuel Sportsbook or the Meadowlands, but holding it down, Studio 34. Get on the grid, Sports Grid. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours, and then we'll crank it up for in-game live this evening. We've got some college football on the board here tonight, two college football games. And I must be a glutton for punishment because college football did not treat me well last Saturday, but I'm back for more. The Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Gabe? I guess it's raining where you are because I'm playing Belmont today. Lots of scratches. Is it raining there? Because I'm seeing a sloppy track at Belmont there, and 12 horse races are becoming 4 and 5 horse races, which is really frustrating. Let's have a good one, buddy. Lots of NFL to break down. You said only two real good college games tonight. These games kind of suck. Marshall and Boise State and Rice, Wake Forest. Not a premium card, but tomorrow we got a full slate of action, and I know you can't wait for the NFL. You got some bets to put in the circuit contest, and I'm narrowing down my card as well.
I'll tell you what, first things first, yes, yes, and yes. I was pretty impressed. I'm like, wow, I don't know, like, because I'm actually so on top of things, Cam. When I stepped outside in the rain, I took my blazer off and I put a hoodie on. So I was thinking, why? Am I wet? Can he tell it's raining? But it's amazing, isn't it? See, people say, oh, gambling, you're wasting your time. Look, we make careers out of it. Yep. And the thing is, it makes you smarter. You know the weather in New York right now.
Yes, I do.
You think your neighbor does? How many people know that it's raining in New York? You know the weather due to horse racing. Very good with geography. And same thing with college football.
Great point.
I'm not saying I could rattle off every capital, boom, 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 right away, but I can.
Well, we could.
Yeah. And, you know, remote towns, like the average person doesn't know Laramie, Wyoming.
Pullman, Washington.
Yeah, you're like, Ames, you hear Iowa. Pullman, right? You're like, I had some Pullman. People are like, pull what? Yeah, Pullman. Corvallis. Pullman, Washington. Corvallis, Oregon.
Yeah.
Like, see, gambling. And also, right. It's sort of like, it's like drugs in the metric system.
Excellent, like, point.
I don't really know the metric system very well, but I actually do.
Grams.
Yeah, 7, 14, 28, 56, 112, 224, 448. Kilo, 28 pound.
Is like, an ounce.
Yeah, I really wouldn't know any of that, but I do. I just seem to know it.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good with baking, and yeah, you're right, Gabe. Measurements are very good. It helps with my baking too. I just do it by thought. I don't even have to think. Okay, 7 this. Yeah, okay, put that in. Yeah, I don't even need a recipe book, man. I just go with the numbers, buddy.
Yeah, like if just you ask me to convert like miles per hour and kilometers and stuff, I'm like, I don't really. I'm kind of close. But when it comes to grams, kilos, everything, yeah, bam, bam, bam.
Yeah,
I got it.
Knock it out of the park.
I got it. Mike Cardano's going to step up and in from the book. Babano. Cardano and Babano.
Wow.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Decisions continues. Sports Grid, I am Morenci. I was waiting for the back to live action, fellas.
Back to live action.
Yang's busy protecting his Paul George. His Paul George's. You know, it's unbelievable. You'd be surprised. Like, Yang's quite the, I didn't realize, he's quite the kick collector. Like, Yang rolls in today with these flashy new Nikes. Not even his equalities, the conversation starters, not even the equality. Yeah, he ain't rolling out the equality in the rain. But he's exactly. So I'm like, well, yeah, you got some more. He's like, nah, these are just the Paul Georges.
Paul George, baby.
Yeah, Paul, he's like, these are just 110. No big deal.
Oh, yeah. Short paper.
Yeah, short paper. Short paper.
We're going to, hey, Gabe, you're going, I remember when you told me, my favorite story you told me is like, I don't care about style anymore, you know? I just went to Walmart and bought those old man comfort ones, you know, like $22 just get you through. Like you see those guys.
Those were great shoes. Dr. Scholl's. Yeah, man, yeah, they were comfortable.
Yeah. Hey, well, they're made by Dr. Scholl's. They actually sell separate gel inserts.
It's so like you walking on a pillow. Product.
Oh, yeah, it's walking on air, buddy. And I'll tell you about those shoes, too. I find, because me and you both suffer from swamp foot. Foot odor. I think those Dr. Scholl's are a little bit better than the regular shoe, but when you beat them down and get them wet too.
Need to get those Tony Romo. Protection. Need to get those Tony Romo Skechers slip-ons.
Yeah. You know what? Skechers is advertising for me. Tony Romo, Howie Long, Ringo Starr, Mike Cardano.
Right, they got memory foam for your feet.
Memory foam.
Hey, you're the grandpa. I mean, it's amazing that like people at the Meadowlands bathroom stalls know that Yang's a grandpa.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
I
got to be honest with you. That's pretty spooky. Like
it really is. It's like I know what you did last summer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like leave Yang alone type of thing. Like you got a guy who knows you there. That's dangerous stuff, Morency. I hope
Cardano's
got you some.
No kidding. Last night I'm there real late, man. It's like 12:30. It's we're doing the late night stuff now. Football. And a bunch of dudes came up behind me in the parking lot, and hey. I thought, oh boy, here we go. Here's Yang's goons. Yang's goons right on cue as I leave.
Hired goons.
Mike Cardano. I don't know if Mike has seen the commercials. Howie Long, Joe Montana, Tony Romo. And I never really thought of Skechers was for old people, but... I guess they clearly are because they're advertising for us. But the thing is, I went into a Skechers. They're not as comfortable as they appear.
They're not as cheap as they appear.
No, dude. They're all like $140 for all of them, and they're not. There's nothing special. I'm like, eh. Like I've tried to buy Skechers. I've wanted to. I went in a couple of times. Didn't see a pair that I liked enough. Mike Cardano, are you with us?
What's up, Gabe? Maybe you got flat feet.
No. I got flat. What's going on, Mike? How you doing? How you feeling at FanDuel? So what, you missed the place so much, you had to be there anyways, even on a Friday, huh?
Yeah. I'm in the house. I'm in your house. How does it feel to have me in your house?
Well, I see. You look pretty good there, actually.
How does it feel? Yeah, you look very, very slick.
They must miss me.
Laser.
I have not made the wall, though, yet in the bathroom. Just Yang so far.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Isn't it kind of creepy, Mike, that... Like somebody's walking around, they passed us, and we don't know who they are, but they know who we are. You know, I get it. We're on TV and the radio. People are going to know who we are. We don't know everyone, but the fact that they're listening, like on the spot and writing things on the wall, is kind of freaking me out, Cardano.
Yeah. Well, listen, they had that hashtag right. It's got to be one of your listeners. It's got to be one of the listeners.
Gabe, you got a phone on the table, too. Is that for emergency bets? You got the Bills and Jets helmet. It looks real nice there, Mike. Nice shot, too. I like the angle. Helmets, looking sharp.
So, Gabe is going to watch my Jets defeat his Bills from the suite on Sunday.
Yeah, 23-20 Bills. Yeah, go on. So you're
what's the spread? It's three, so that's an even game.
Two and a half.
It's two and a half now. The money's been coming in on the Bills, but so yeah. So normally, I would be doing the show from 1 o'clock until 5. We'll take you through the 1 o'clock games, get you set for the late games every Sunday, and I'll also be there giving picks in the morning. But it's kind of rare. The Buffalo Bills open up the season here, and then next week they're taking on the New York Giants. So this week, at least, Mike Cardano is going to step up and in on Sunday. Cam's going to be on the air on Sunday. And I will check in from the suite. I don't know, maybe I'll check in a couple of times after the first quarter, after the second quarter, and we can gauge my soberness throughout the day, Mike.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Just remember, it's a corporate suite, so do what you can. You know what? I'm looking at these Daily Roto best bets. Gabe, do you know that 27 five-star bets last year, and those five-star bets went 70.4%.
Wow.
So would that get you in the money in the Super Contest if you did 70%?
Yes. Yes, it would. Yes, but the problem is there's 17 weeks
in
the season.
When you finished fourth, what did you get? What was your percentage?
We finished eighth.
Yeah, I know. Well,
we finished eighth, and we got $55,000.
What percentage were you?
55, what percentage? 62%.
Yeah.
Which is freaking hard. Trust me.
Oh, so if I just use these.
Yeah, but the problem is, and listen, I love the Daily Roto, and I swear by it. But
great with totals.
Yeah, the thing is, you need five best bets a week. They had 27 5-stars in a year, right? So, hey, that's going to help you out. You're going to win 70% of those. You're still going to have to come up with more. But I'm all over it, Mike. It was, you know, I was anxiously awaiting, as I do every Wednesday, for the optimizers, the totals, and the sides of the best bets. And I noticed this week, actually, Daily Roto has quite a few totals that they like.
So, you know, I wasn't looking at the totals, but with regard to the spread, they have Philly minus 10 as a best bet and Tennessee plus 5.5 as a best bet. And do you know, Gabe, these tip sheets that were given out here, sure, over, they're now coming out with your imaging, your likeness, and your picks. They're adding a column for your picks. So you're going to be front and center here.
Yeah. I just submitted them, and I've given picks for every game, which kind of puts me in a hard spot here. And that's it. So people are going to see my face, and they're going to be picking up the picks at the book and at the track. And then they're going to be attacking me in the parking lot after. This is going to end.
Good point, Gabe. Yang's posse already thinks you're beating him down. You better give them winners, or they're going to really shake you down. They know what you look like.
Yeah, think about it, Cam. I'm like Randall the Handle of New York now. Cam, I'm the guy with the free picks in the paper. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you see, get you, Randall. You went 4-12 last week.
Yeah, he sucks.
Oh, yeah, you should see the grief that guy takes. I ran into him, Gabe. Beat down.
Go ahead, Mike.
They have a picture of you. It's kind of a surly pick. You're kind of like this. It's kind of a surly pick with your arms crossed. So you look a little upset when you're making your picks.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I've got my game face on. It means I've got my game face. And my likeness is being used in an MGM commercial as well that I actually saw on TV. I saw it on TV the other night, but I haven't seen the video of it. I want to get the clip of it because, man, it's a
They sent me one.
Oh, they sent it to you.
We're both in it. The problem is the guy gave me a sheet to try to collect the money. We get money too, right? Because they used our likeness with the company. So the problem is I got to fill out two of these forms. It's like trying to get a U.S. citizenship card, Gabe. It's a lot of paperwork, buddy. But cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, you get paid for that, the guy said. I emailed him. So more money coming your way, buddy.
Yeah, I'd like to. I want to see the ad. So what's going on over there? A bunch of the horse players in a surly mood? Are they in a good mood today? What's going on over there, Mike?
The guys with the canes are fighting with the guys with the strollers and the. And what is the deal with this one woman that comes in I don't know if she's pushing the guy or the guy's pushing her, but she stays here all night. What's the deal with her?
Oh, they're there today. Yeah. She rolls in and she has a seat and she doesn't get up.
Yeah.
She's a nice
lot
lady.
A lot of thoroughbreds going right now.
Yeah. Oral, Gulfstream.
The book is filling up, actually, here.
Of course it is.
Race day.
It's football season. We'll see you there tomorrow afternoon. I'll be live at 3. See you, Mike.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening up a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook.
Go to FanDuel.com/grid. You'll receive a free bet up to $500. That's a free bet up to $500 when you open up a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Points, spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com, open up a new account, and claim a free wager up to $500 today. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Thank you very much, Cam. I am Renzi. We're in Studio 34, as you can see. Mike Cardano getting ready over at the Meadowlands and FanDuel for week one of the National Football League. And we appreciate your patience as we've worked through some growing pains putting multiple studios together. It's frustrating for everybody. And I know everyone's working as hard as they can. There's going to be, it's amazing actually for as little people that are here, the amount of content and production and studios and everything that actually does get done. We focus in on small things and I snap. We're all under the gun. It's the big leagues, Cam. See how the season's begun here. But you see like Cardano, look, Cardano was there until like 1 a.m. last night.
Yeah,
I know. He's back there at like 7 a.m. here. This camera angle and this light, we got to work about this and worry about that. But it was all sort of in preparation, really. I was the guinea pig, right? So were you. We had to go through this stuff to get to sort of, all right, football's here. And now, we have multiple cameras, angles, and everything is, the lights are better. And it'll continue to get better as well. But I'm going to be there a lot this weekend, Cam. Like, I'm going to be there tomorrow from 3 to 6. Kyle Hamburg, our boy, is coming up from Atlanta, a regular viewer in the chat. Rageaholic, he's coming up. Then Sunday morning, the way it works when the Jets or Giants are playing, it's not easy to get in there. And I got to be on the air. I'm going to be part of the 10 o'clock show giving picks. So essentially, Cam, I got to leave. I got to leave my place probably about 8 a.m. Sunday morning. No joke. So I'm going to be at the book from 8 a.m. right up until 1. I'm going to be going to the game on the premises. Then I'm going to be going back to the book. Maybe I'll join you guys after the Jets game at the book. And then Monday, morning after, then game time decisions, you and me. And then I'm in for the long haul, the doubleheader next Monday night.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to listen. I'm spending more time at FanDuel and Meadowlands than I am anywhere else. We were kidding about the bathroom stall stuff.
Yeah.
Like we said, I'm in that bathroom more than I'm in my own bathroom. Babano joins us right now. Babano, what's up, Babano?
I know we're all fired up for the NFL season after that absolutely thrilling Packers-Bears game last night.
Well, it can only get better, right?
Yeah, that's a good point. That was
People
ripped the Canadian Football League. That game sucked.
The league, well, you know what? It's funny.
At least we won.
If people,
we won our bets.
Yeah, some of them.
Not all.
Whatever, it's all right. But if people said after, it's the first game, takes a couple of weeks to get in rhythm. It's like, what about your championship game last year? So the last game we saw last year sucked. First game we saw this year sucked. But looking at the schedule of Bano and Cam for Sunday, there's a lot of good games. Like Atlanta, like we knew last night was going to be great. You know what I mean? Come on. The Bears are just boring team. They are. They shouldn't be on TV as much as they are, but Chicago's a big TV market. So the Atlanta Falcons, Minnesota Vikings, Bano, that's a cool game. That'll be good. Buffalo and New York, I think it's a division smash mouth. It's a good rivalry game. That'll be a fun game. Kansas City, Jacksonville, good game. Last night sucked. Tennessee, Cleveland, LA, that'll and Carolina, Colts, Chargers,
great.
Giants, Cowboys, Steelers, Patriots.
Amazing.
Yeah, there's some good games on Sunday, guys. Well, we don't know if it'll be good games, but there's some good matchups for Bano, at least. These games are expected to be entertaining, I would say.
Oh, there's a bunch that I'm looking forward to. And even a game you didn't mention, Gabe, and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out, is I just want to see what this Cliff Kingsbury-Kyler Murray offense looks like for the Arizona Cardinals.
Exactly. I know. I would have had to mention every game. Hell, I'm curious about San Francisco and Tampa. I'm curious about them all. But, you know, it was ugly last night. And there'll be a couple of other ugly games, clunkers. But, you know, there'll be a couple of big entertainers as well. So we'll get down to business. But, yeah, let's just jump into the NFL. We'll do the college CFL, a little college CFL tonight's card after. So what catches your eye in week one, Bubano?
What catches my eye in week one is it's taking a lot of money right now already. Carolina, they were +3. It's +1.5, +2 right now. But I like their side against the L.A. Rams here. We talked about, you know, many people, you've heard the stat, I'm sure, the ATS numbers for the Super Bowl loser in week one the following season. It's not good. But when you look at the L.A. Rams, you know, having to go on the road first game of the season, you know, their defense was great last year. Donald and Sue were great. Sue no longer there. Can that D-line be as good? I think the concerning matchup for me, and it's what I think is going to allow Carolina to win this game. I saw problems with the Rams' defense covering in space last year. Their linebackers, their secondary, if you could get receivers and running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, in the middle of the field, in space, the Rams did have some difficulty. And I think if using a guy like Christian McCaffrey in that kind of role, a guy like that could be a major, major difference maker and a good matchup offensively for Carolina here against this Rams team. You know, from all I've heard, Cam Newton's going to be ready to go. We'll see if he can play well. If throwing motion is there. Not forget, before he got hurt, the Carolina Panthers' home record with Cam Newton starting was quite good. So I'm going to look at Carolina as a small home underdog on Sunday.
You know, I'm concerned. You mentioned about Cam Newton. You know, he got hurt. He didn't play after in the preseason. They say he's okay. You bring up the Rams. The thing with the Rams is they did not play at all in the preseason. And we'll see if they're able to just flick that switch, Cam. That's the concern. A lot of people are hanging their hat on the fact in the last 20 years, Super Bowl losers are 7-13 straight up, 5-15 against the spread. So the last 20 years, the team to lose the Super Bowl in week one the following year has only covered 5 times out of the 20. I just have a hard time trusting Carolina in any spot. I'm not discounting Babano's pick, Cam, but, you know, it seems like everybody just sort of thinks the Rams are going to lose. And a lot of people just sort of think the Rams are going to be terrible because they lost the Super Bowl last year. I'm not so sure. McVay's a young coach. It's not like Dan Quinn and, ooh, I got to the Super Bowl once and that's that. I think the Rams are sort of on a little bit of a mission. I think they're a damn good football team. I'd lean with the Rams in this game, but it didn't make the cut of one of my best bets. What's your take, Ken?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those games where I kind of lean Babano's way. I think it's a fishy line. Anything under 2.5, I think people will take the Rams, especially if they don't have to lay 3 points. Gabe, the one thing I like about Carolina, it's early in the season before Cam gets beat up. I think I'm going to be looking at Carolina in the first few weeks while he is healthy. But over the test of time, I expect him to get hurt. Like, something will happen. That arm will get a little bit tired, like a baseball pitcher who throws too many innings. But I agree with Babano. I think Christian McCaffrey is going to have a field day in that game. The Rams will score on Carolina as well. It's a high total for a reason. I think it probably goes over the 50. I could see like a 28-27 type of game. I think it's going to be real tight, Morenci. I don't have a real big feeling on the game, but I do probably would lean Carolina. I want to get both of your guys' opinion on a game that's really, I've been torn back and forth, and I find it very interesting. A lot of people that I respect in the gambling world are looking at Jacksonville plus the points against Kansas City. Babano, I guess I'll start with you as the guest, and then I'll ask Morenci, but I don't know. The Chiefs at -3. It doesn't seem like they're getting a lot of respect in that game. People just think Jacksonville's a good home dog.
That must be it. I know at 3, I'm going to be interested in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. If it gets to that point, we're already seeing 3 -125 at 5 dimes, a couple other books. But I'm in agreement where there's going to be a point if this money keeps trickling in on Jacksonville, I'm going to have to take a shot with the Chiefs because, you know, there's a lot of question marks with Jacksonville. I know DeFilippo and Nick Foles worked like magic in Philadelphia, but this is Jacksonville now. This is not as good an offensive line. This is not as good an array of skill position talent as I think he had in Philly. Let's see if this offense, if they can bring that magic and that success with that Eagles RPO offense with them to Jacksonville. The jury's out on that. The jury's out on Kansas City's defense. There's no question. It was a sieve last year. Bob Sutton was the guy that basically fell on the knife, took the blow for the defense being bad. So a new DC, they're hoping for better results there. But, you know, the talent level on that Chiefs defense concerns me a bit. But I still think Kansas City is going to move the football. Let's not forget, Jacksonville's defense was a massive underperformer last year. That side of the football was a big disappointment. They're going to have a tough challenge right off the hop here, facing Mahomes and Hill and this dynamic, explosive, big play offense. At the opener, I was not at all interested in Kansas City, but it's come down now to three, to a point where I could see myself buying on the Chiefs before kickoff.
Yeah, I'm high on the Chiefs this year. I liked them last year coming into the year, and I like them once again this year. I think there's a misconception that the Chiefs are, you know, they're talking about a big regression for Kansas City. Their defense is actually going to be better this year, and their offense is actually might be scarier. You know, yeah, they scored 35 points a game. Everyone's all, Mahomes is going to regress, not going to throw 50 touchdowns. What, he might throw 44, 46? Whatever. It's not like everyone's going to suddenly figure him out. It's so dynamic, that offense. Nick Foles was another player, and it's hard to have confidence in these teams that didn't play their starters at all in the preseason. Nick Foles did not play very much at all. And I agree. As good as Jacksonville's defense is, Kansas City's offense is just too dynamic. I think they'll slow them down. I don't think the game's going to be a track meet like some Kansas City Chief games are. In fact, I think the under is probably worth a look in this game, but I think the Chiefs are the play. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Babano. Week one NFL is here. Get on the grid, Sports Grid.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions continues. Studio 34, I'm Morenci, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in Toronto, home of the NBA champion Toronto Raptors, who will open up the season on Tuesday night, October the 22nd, against Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans. And being as hardcore as FanDuel is, they actually have a point spread up for this basketball game. Toronto Raptors, -5.5, -240 on the money line. Pelicans are +198. And I'll tell you what, Cam, I'm always so worried. You know, we always like to bet against teams on banner night.
Yep.
Like to bet against those teams on banner night. But the Raptors should be able to beat the Pelicans. Actually, Pelicans are going to be a pretty dangerous team. So Raptors laying 5.5. And the L.A. Clippers are one-point favorites over the L.A. Lakers. That's the two games October the 22nd. But it's a week one. It's NFL. Babano with us. So Babano says he likes the Carolina Panthers to beat the L.A. Rams. What else are you looking at, Babano?
I'm looking at the over in the 49ers Bucks. It's climbed a little bit. And I know that can be dicey. You know, there's always that thought in the back of my mind. Last night, the defenses were way ahead of the offenses, but you can't put a blanket statement over every week one game. You've still got to do your individual game handicapping. And the way I see this is I think Tampa Bay's offense will be improved with Jameis Winston, with now, I think, a coach that will coach him up better, you know, on the offensive side of the football, and Bruce Arians. I think the Bucs offense will be better. I still have doubts about San Fran a little bit defensively. But on the flip side, this Bucs defense looks abysmal coming into the season. They look like they could be one of the, you know, bottom five defenses in the NFL. Vita Vea, you know, just announced earlier today. I just read that he's now downgraded to doubtful, one of their pass rushers that they're relying on. I don't trust their secondary in one-on-one coverage. So, and I know Jimmy Garoppolo looked a little sketchy throwing the football at times in the preseason, but I think this is a defense he should be able to do some damage against here. This total has gone up from 49.5 to 51, and I fully agree with it.
Cam, What do you think about that game? I know, actually, you. I know you like the home team here and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I lean with the Buccaneers in this spot as well as Bruce Arians' debut. You know, there's a lot of hype about San Francisco. Tampa probably have a better roster if you want to talk about talent on the field. And, you know, Cam, you and I was kind of bullish on Tampa. I think Arians could do some nice things. We talk about that staff that they have with Bruce Arians, with Byron Leftwich, and with Todd Bowles, some quality coaching that they have.
I agree.
On this team that can connect with players. They're good with connecting with players. They, you know, it's just a well-balanced, all-around good staff. From Bowles, a hell of a coach, defensive coach. Byron Leftwich, been a quarterback, can relate to Winston. And we both like Ryan Griffin. And Arians is the old-school hard-ass guy that's respected. My only deal with Tampa is that schedule that they got to play on the road for two straight months. But they're starting off at home. First couple of games, two or three at home, I believe. And they know the importance of winning these games. Garoppolo is a little shaky. Hasn't played, you know, didn't play last year. Only played in the preseason. I got to lean with the Buccaneers here, Cam. I don't have a strong feel for the total, though.
It's one of my favorite games of the week, Gabe. If I'm going to rank three or four sides, it's in my top four. I love Tampa Bay. You said it, and exactly what you said is the truth. Not many seasons are very, very important and must-win games in week one. This is for Tampa. This is a huge game for the Buccaneers when they go on that crazy road trip. They know they have to take care of business at home. San Francisco is overrated. I think it probably does go over, but I'm more of a sides man, Gabe, when it comes to this game. I believe in Winston, and I believe O.J. Howard is going to be a matchup nightmare for the secondary there. They still got Godwin, Evans, weapons. Winston just doesn't have to make the big mistake. Tampa Bay has big play potential. I'm not sold on San Francisco. I think Bosa's been upgraded. I really don't care. All the hype in San Francisco, they didn't impress me at all in the preseason. And I think Tampa Bay understands the importance. It's basically a pick of minus one. Yar. Give me the Buccaneers, Gabe. I think they get it done, win this game by, 8 points. I think they cover the number and get it done. One of my favorite plays of the week.
We've always talked over the years about the trickiness of a number five. Babano, whenever there's a point spread of the number five, it's a crooked number.
Dead number.
Yeah, it's a crooked number. Means, you know, the books don't fully know what to do with it. And, you know, we've got a couple of games in this situation. Pittsburgh and New England, Houston and New Orleans. Now 6.5, 5.5. But, you know, I heard someone say the other day, it was an odds, I don't know if it was Vaccaro or one of the odds makers. Somebody basically stated when it's five, they're letting the public decide. They're putting it out there, and hey, if you want to beat it down to four, it'll go to four. If you want to beat it up, it'll go up. But they're sort of letting the public decide this. And Pittsburgh getting some respect here. People seem to be down on the New England Patriots a lot. I know in the fantasy world, a lot of people feel as if, though, Cam, there's no firepower, that they're just going to run the ball all the time. Man, you know, for the love of God, Tom Brady's ranked the 19th fantasy quarterback coming into the
year.
That's
wrong.
Like, come
That's
on, wrong. Guys, really? Wait till Sunday night when you see Brady throw another. And, oh, Gronkowski's not there. Gronk was hardly there anyways over the last couple of years. He's still going to complete 27 passes. He's still going to throw three touchdown passes. Josh McCarty's going to light it up.
Yep, it's his last chance. Like, when you're a guy that talented and you know this is it, I can't screw up, I can't get a parking ticket, I have to live perfectly, like TB style. Should hang out with Tom and Giselle. You know, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. Just read the playbook. Every night, like the Bible, read the playbook and stay at home. Gordon understands this, and I think he's going to have a great reality year and a good fantasy year, too. So I'm with you, Morency. Patriots are being disrespected, even though I'm very high on the Steelers without Antonio Brown. I think it's addition by subtraction, getting his character out of the dressing room. I think guys will be a lot looser.
Yeah, and you don't want to motivate the Patriots. Piss me off. People always give them a reason for motivation.
I know.
I like the total. I like the over 49 right. in this game of a battle. I think there's going to be some points in the Steelers and Patriots game. I think the Steelers offense is going to be able to move the ball. Yeah, you know, thing is, I'll probably end up with the 5.5 points because, you know, I'm going to be drunk at that point in time after going to the Bills game. So I'll be on there. How the hell am I not going to take the points? But I think Pittsburgh can match up, but Tomlin's been owned by Belichick over the years. Like, listen, Belichick has, you know, dominated a lot of coaches with Bano, but it's like the Patriots really have been Big Ben and Tomlin's nemesis, and they have a hard time beating them. What do you think of this game?
I think Pittsburgh's going to be an undervalued team. I'm going to be looking to back them. I'm not sure I want to do it this week, though, because New England at home, at Foxborough, laying less than a touchdown. Their ATS numbers with Brady and Hoodie have been outstanding. And that's the problem. I just don't know if I'm getting enough points here with Pittsburgh. I will say this about the total, though, 49.5. New England ran the hell out of the football last year, and they really played more of a, you know, let's possess the ball, time-consuming drive, rely on our run game quite a bit. It'll be interesting to see if they go back to that this year. And I think Pittsburgh's defense could actually be pretty good. You know, I saw their defensive line blow up the line of scrimmage a lot throughout the preseason. I think they're starting to put together a much-improved defense for this Pittsburgh Steelers team. Normally, I like betting overs in this matchup, Steelers and Patriots. I'm a little gun shy. I think the defenses on both of these teams are underrated, and I think New England's going to run the football like they did last year quite a bit.
I've only got a couple of minutes. Where are you, Vibana? What are you out to Soup Fest?
Are you in an elevator?
Soup Fest? You in a park? A diner? Where are you at tonight?
Home, sweet home. No, I'm home today.
Really, huh?
Yeah, yep. Gabe, he's waiting for canvassers.
I could have sworn I heard people behind him before.
I did not. No, it was just his phone. It was his phone. Trust me, I got the sonic earring. Yeah, something was going on there. I don't know where he was going, but he went somewhere close to aluminum.
So, no, it wasn't even because, yeah, I know it went, the connection went off a little bit for a second, but no, I thought I heard people earlier. I meant to ask him. You never know of a battle. Sometimes he's in a diner, early dinner with his buddies. But we only got a couple minutes left of a bet, so we got two college football games tonight on the board. And it's crazy that, you know, I like Rice as much as I do, but I watched Rice play against Army. I watched that game in its entirety last week, and Rice were pretty impressive, actually. They've got some impressive running backs that can make plays, and they contained Army's ground attack. Now, Wake Forest is a different animal, and they went up and down the field last week against Utah State, but Wake Forest laying 19.5 points on the road is not something. I think I heard Ralph Michaels say that they haven't laid 19.5 on the road in like 25 years or something crazy like that. Rice are actually pretty good when getting a ton of points at home in this role, guys. And, you know, listen, there's only two games on the board, but I like them. Rice-a-roni tonight, Cam. Give me Rice. What do you think, Babano, of the college card tonight? And then the CFL, before we get you out of here, we got about three, four minutes. Oh, we got the little break after, too. But what do you think of the college board?
I like the over a little bit in the Wake-Rice game. I think Wake is one of those over-the-total teams right now. They play great offense. Jamie Newman, the quarterback, was excellent last week against Utah State. They've got a good collection of that Carney, the running back, is a bulldozer. He was fantastic. They got some decent receivers. I know they lost Dortch, but they've still got some playmakers at receiver. I think they'll be able to score points. Rice defense, let's be honest, Rice defense played well last week, guys. Army doesn't have playmakers. Army doesn't have guys that stretch the field that are going to test the Rice defense like Wake will. I think Wake will score, but I'm not going to lay 19 with a bad defense. And I still have not seen enough improvement from Wake's defense to want to lay 19 with them on the road. So I'm passing on the side, but I do like the over a bit. As far as Marshall and Boise State, that's a good football game. I'm kind of tempted by the double digits with Marshall here. We are Marshall. Boise State long-term laying points at home has not been good. I mean, we're talking about 7-18 against the spread last 25 tries laying points on the blue turf. You haven't been making money laying big points with Boise. I don't love Marshall, but I like them. The concern is this Bachmeyer kid looked awesome last week against Florida State. We'll see if he can prove it again this week, but Boise might have a quarterback, but Marshall's got a defense. I think Thundering Herd could keep it closer than 13.5.
There's going to be points in that game. I like the over in the Boise-Marshall game. And you're right as far as Boise State. Harsin is 11-20 against the spread at home. 6-14, Cam, versus opponents who have a 500 or better record. Boise State have never been a good home favorite and due for a little bit of a letdown after that epic comeback last week in the state of Florida. You know, they win the game, but Marshall have athletes that can hang around here a little bit. Boise State are better. I already bet the over, but also I'll probably end up sprinkling a little bit on Marshall. And finally, in closing, Babano, CFL football, BC Lions, Montreal Alouettes.
Yeah, Montreal's 0-2 against the spread as a favorite. And I know BC's bad, but I can't lay points with Montreal until they prove to me they can cover a number as a favorite. So I lean BC. I'll quickly give you something for Saturday. I like the Saturday CFL better. I think Winnipeg will bounce back and beat Saskatchewan in the revenge meeting tomorrow with Banjo Bowl. And I like the over in the Calgary-Edmonton game. It's 47. Last year they played an under on Labor Day. The rematch was 48-42 in Edmonton the week later. Last week's Labor Day Calgary-Edmonton game was 25-9, low scoring. Neither offense got on track. Bo Mitchell, this will be his second start back from injury. I think he'll play better. And Trevor Harris has played better at home all year for that Edmonton offense. So I like the over at a low number, 47, in that game tomorrow.
Bob Bano.
Bano.
Ian Cameron. You can follow him on Twitter at Bob Bano. So how'd you enjoy Miami, Vabano?
It was excellent. It was a lot of fun. We saw, you know, our old pal Donnie Wrightside there. I was hoping to see your boy Joe Ranieri, but he was there early in the week, and by the time I got down there, we didn't see his face again. So
big time, Joe.
Out seeing him, but it was great. Yeah, Joe's a good guy. But lots of fun. We saw the Dolphins preseason game, the Marlins-Phillies game, the one the Marlins won in that crazy high-scoring game. So a lot of fun down in Miami, but good to be back. Good to have football back.
Wow, a Marlins game and a Dolphins preseason game. Like, were you guys on like
hardcore?
Was that punishment or like a vacation? Holy crap! Thanks, Babano.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good one.
See you guys. Have a great weekend.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Game Time Decisions continues. We'll take you back to gambling you. We talked earlier in the week about teasers, and if you're going to play a teaser with two teams that are favorites, there are different type of teasers. You can play a favorite, you can play an underdog, you can mix a favorite and an underdog. We talked earlier in the week, if you were going to play two, let's say, seven-point favorites on a teaser, a seven-point teaser, because you're like, I don't want to lay the seven, I want this team just to win the game. And you do it with two games. I told you, always double check and add up and see what the money line parlay will pay as opposed to what the juice is that you have to lay with the seven-point teaser. Now, let's talk about college teasers and versus pro teasers. And when we talk about college teasers, Cam, the advice from the professor, the dean, me, is do not play college teasers. The college numbers are too volatile. They're kids. You're going to get wild swings, wild blowouts in college football. The numbers are not as sharp. Now, it doesn't mean that it's easier. A lot of people, you'll hear, well, it's easier to win in college because the numbers aren't as sharp. No, it's volatile. You might be on the right side, but it's like a teenage relationship, man. There's a lot of ups and downs. Like our friend Steve Ludzik says, there's more ups and downs than a toilet seat at a Polish wedding. So... We're
I love that sack.
That's great. Gabe, let's Gabe, my goalie went up and down more than a toilet seat at a Polish wedding.
A Polish wedding.
Because my wife's Polish, I can say that. I've been to a Polish wedding.
You can put it Scottish, too.
Yeah,
Scottish,
you don't play college teasers, though.
No.
That's the advice from the gambling you. Don't play college teasers.
Oh, and another thing is teams are playing to get rankings and polls and stuff. They'll score late. They don't take knees. So many factors involved. You say it. Volatility. Don't do it. Pros, yes. Numbers are better.
The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart will get us caught up to date. We'll blast through the college football board, NFL football, CFL baseball, UFC.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember,
If you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Hey, thanks, gang. Everybody, I'm Cam Stewart, your Sports Grid News Update. Get on the grid, everybody, and listeners on Zumo Channel 719. Welcome to the show. We're down to the final four on the men's side. We got live action, as my boy Yang likes to say. Number five, Daniel Medvedev, tangling with Grigor Dimitrov today to see who gets a berth to the final. Medvedev taking the first set at the U.S. Open, 7-6, 7-5 in a tiebreaker. Watching it live right now, the second set is tied at four. They are battling. Rafa Nadal, the only member of the big three to reach the semis. He plays tonight at 6:30. That match starts. Nadal, the two seed, takes on number 24, Matteo Berrettini. Nadal minus 1,600. Berrettini is plus 900 if you want to bet on it. The women's final set for Saturday afternoon should be a thriller. A rematch of the Rogers Cup between the ladies 15 seed Bianca Andreescu of Canada and USA Serena Williams, the 8 seed and legend. Serena minus 300. Andreescu checks in at plus 240. Tyreek Hill has hit the jackpot. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. The Kansas City Chiefs rewarded the star receiver with a new deal. A three-year extension worth $54 million. Hill's contract also contains $35 million guaranteed. That's a lot. Sources telling Adam Schefter from ESPN this today. The 25-year-old speedster entering his final year of his rookie contract. The new money averages $18 million a season. Hill tying Hill for second among receivers with Odell Beckham Jr. Michael Thomas, the highest paid at $19.25 a year. The NFL deciding not to punish a receiver after a comprehensive investigation they looked at, alleging Hill of child abuse and uttering threats. He's off from those charges. In 2018, he was on fire, close to 1,500 yards receiving, 12 touchdowns. He was an all-pro as well. He's out. He's now in. Raiders wide out. Antonio Brown will play Monday night versus Denver. Coach John Gruden says he's excited to have AB back. He wants to put the mess with Mayock behind him and move forward with the team. Brown gave an emotional apology today at a Raiders team meeting alongside Oakland team captains. He was set to miss the opener and was going to be suspended by the team after threatening general manager Mike Mayock. The pass catcher docked $14,000 and $40,000 for missing camp. Brown signed a three-year deal with the Raiders this offseason. Wow, it's interesting stuff, too. He was facing a potentially financial loss of close to $29.125 million in guaranteed money if he screwed it up and got suspended. So, yes, he apologized. He wants to play. Freddie Kitchens says OBJ is ready to go and rock despite a sore hip. Odell Beckham Jr. says it won't stop him from playing against Tennessee on Sunday. He didn't play in the preseason at all, sat out most of training camp. NHL news, the Carolina Hurricanes, their defensive core getting even better. They signed Jake Gardner to a four-year contract today with an average salary of $4 million. The former Toronto Maple Leafs blue liner, arguably one of the better free agents this summer. The 29-year-old missed 20 games last season with a back injury, still racked up 30 points and over 21 minutes a game. Joe Thornton is a very impressive guy. Old man Joe not calling it quits. The veteran signing a one-year deal with the San Jose Sharks worth $2 million. The 40-year-old Thornton now coming back for a 22nd season in the NHL, and he's still producing 51 points in 73 games with the Sharks last year. 14th all-time in scoring with 1,478 total points. College football action tonight, 8 p.m. Wake Forest minus 19 at Rice. Total 58. 9 o'clock, we got Marshall at number 24, Boise State. Broncos, 13-point favorites, total 57.5. CFL football, 7:30 action. BC at Montreal. Owls, minus 5.5, total 50. Here's the rest of the pitching matchups for baseball today. Suspended game, Oakland up 5-3 on Detroit. They're just getting going. Two at 7:05, Texas and Baltimore. Olds, minus 135, 9. Burke versus Bundy. St. Louis laying 65 cents at Pittsburgh, 9.5. Mikolas versus Musgrove, 5 at 7:10. Yeah, big one. Yankees minus 120 at Boston, 11. Herman versus Chacin. Toronto and Tampa, the Rays laying 85 cents. 9 is your total. Buchholz versus McKay. And the Rays are going to activate Tyler Glasnow. Sunday versus the Jays. Arizona, 25-cent favorites at Cincy. Ray versus Male, 9 your total. Philly at the Mets. Mets minus 150, 8.5. Eflin versus Dormats. KC at Miami. Marlins laying 30 cents, 8.5. Lopez versus Lopez. Yes, it's Lopez versus Lopez. 720, Washington minus 115 at Atlanta. Corbin versus Keuchel, total 9. Wow, busy night tonight. 4 at 8:10. We got Seattle at Houston. Astros minus 250. McLean and Valdez, 10.5. White Sox minus 150 at LA. Peters versus Giolito, 9.5. Cubs laying 20 cents at Milwaukee, 9.5. Your total. Hamels versus Davies. Cleveland at Minnesota. Tribe minus 165. Plutko versus Pineda, 10.5.
10:07 action. We got Detroit and Oakland A's, big favorites, 280. Turnbull versus Bailey Doe, 9 is your total. San Francisco and L.A. Dodgers, -280. Samardzija versus Kershaw, 8.5. And Colorado and San Diego, the final game on the docket. Padres, -160. It's Melville versus Lamet, and your total is 9. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morency hosts Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. Hey, we're going to have a little bit of fun, talk more NFL, props, picks, and a whole lot more. Stick around, everybody. And we got college and CFL, too. Hour 2 of Red Heat and Rage Radio coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Level 2. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage Radio. I am Morency. We're throwing it down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. He's in the six, home of the champion Raptors. I'm in Manhattan, home of the New York Knicks. home of the New York Knicks. Maybe the champion New York Yankees. But whatever, it's all good. It's week one of the National Football League. It started last night. We gave it to Green Bay Packers. We gave it the money line. We gave you a bunch of losers with the props as well, though. So you can't win them all. Cam, I'm seeing a story here right now. So first things first, as far as Antonio, as far as Brown is concerned, man, this is just annoying. He's in, he's out, he's suspended, he's back. So what's the deal? Like, now we find out he called Mayock a cracker. Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah. He denies it, but he said he called him a cracker and all sorts of other stuff. He probably did, but this is unbelievable.
He's so full of it, Cam. Oh, I'm sorry. The only reason you're not sorry.
Sorry.
You realize they're about to cut your ass and you're about to lose $30 million for real. So you do this little fake ass apology. This is still going to end poorly, bro.
Yeah. So he's going to lose over $29 million. He got the one guaranteed already from other stuff, but $1 million compared to, look at Tyreek Hill. He signed today and got 30. It's unbelievable, too. Here's another thing, Gabe. If you're a general manager of a team and you give these guys contracts with certain players, I'd give them less guaranteed. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're volatile people. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not handing out $35 million to a guy that, might be able, allegedly threatened a kid or a woman or, hurt a child.
Well, you just mentioned Tyreek Hill during your update, and I was going to jump in, but you were flowing. And you said Tyreek Hill hits the jackpot. Well, yeah, he's hit a lot of things.
Bam!
Yeah, he's hit a lot of things. But he just got away with it again. And now you just gave Tyreek Hill $54 million. I think Hill will get through the year event-free. And it'll be like next year in the offseason, maybe 2 years from now. He will do something. He will attack the kid. He'll hit her. He will do something. He hasn't changed. He just keeps getting away with the stuff. And now he's just been rewarded with $54 million. So whatever, man. Whatever happens moving forward with the Chiefs and Tyreek Hill, they deserve it. And whatever happens with Antonio Brown, the Raiders deserve it. But it's amazing the crazy line movement, how it's going back and forth. It was one, it was 2.5, and then it's like, last I checked, Denver were favored by 1.
I don't care if Brown's playing or not. I'm starting to think Denver's the play in that game.
Oh, yeah, I like Denver in this game. I'm not going to change my mind because Antonio Brown might play, which he will play.
Exactly.
Wait till he plays on the baseball field, the concrete diamond. Then he'll quit and he'll cry about that.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Game time decisions continues. Sports Grid. I am Morenci, Studio 34. We'll be back at the book tomorrow, 3 o'clock Eastern, 3 to 6. And then Sunday, I'll be there before kickoff. Normally, I'll be there Sunday afternoons, 1 till 5. But this week and then next week, I'll be going to the games. Buffalo Bills at MetLife Stadium in back-to-back weeks, which is a very unique situation. And I believe it's the first time in the history of the NFL it's actually happened that way, that a team has opened up on the road back-to-back weeks in the same city. Very, very, very strange. But I didn't want people knowing this, but yeah, like Bob wants to stay at my place. The Bills will be staying at my condo, Cam. You know, I figured, listen, why not, guys? I'm close to MetLife, and you're here for the week anyways. So I'm hooking the Bills up. But all kidding aside, it's two road games for the Bills, but it's two games in state. And you know this as well as anybody. Listen, Bills fans travel as well as any fan base in the league. Basically, Buffalo, Kansas City, and Pittsburgh are the best travelers. All cold weather places. But there'll be a ton of Bills fans at both games.
For sure.
Especially the Jet game. There'll be more because it's a division game. And Jet fans will sell the tickets easier than Giant fans will. You know what I mean? Like, there's more Giant fans that they're not going to sell their season tickets on StubHub, but Jet fan will. So
for sure he will.
I've been to a few Bills Jets games here already, and it's not 50-50, but it's like 75-25, 70-30. There's a lot of Bills fans, Cam, that come up for the game from Buffalo to New York.
Oh, definitely. The Bills Bills Mafia is a lot bigger than people think. I think they're going to rock it. Think about it. You know, a weekend in New York, they're having a good time. You got the horse book. You got everything there going at the Meadowlands. You got the games. A lot of fun for sure, man. It's a big party weekend. If I was living there too, I was a Bills fan, I'd definitely go. By the way, I got your email, Gabe, and I think I did that in record time. Both are done.
Oh, I appreciate completed. It.
I looked at the codes. I thought I enroll for a calculus class at DeVry? But anyway, the messages are decoded. Everything is in and done.
Yeah,
that was
like,
probably record time.
I appreciate it. They were like nuclear codes you got. And shout they out sure to our boy Shano for taking care of TCBing it for us. Class you, act. Thank you.
How long we've been gambling for? Most people who like go to that screen game, but they'd be like, "What? Okay, the code." Like I'm just like,
hey, the FBI would have been wondering, all right, where are these guys? Yeah. Where's the bomb? Where's the hidden locker somewhere? This is our secret code. It's like, nah, settle down, jackass. The kid's trying to place a bet.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, we'll get to Big Card Julio in a second, but you know, we didn't get to this, Cam. It was so stupid. You see that jackass Hugh Freeze last week coaching from the hospital bed?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, Hugh Freeze. Yeah, that went down. They gave him what?
He got shut out, bro. 24-0. Listen, you know I'm as hardcore as they get, but even me, Cam, like I don't do it from hospital beds. Like at some point, it's like, bro, just let it go. Like I get it. You know what I mean? You want it? You know, you're tough. You're trying to do it. When you're coaching from, you're getting shut out from a hospital bed in the press box. It's not tough. You just look stupid. It just looks stupid. Like, you know, it looks like you're insecure. Just let your damn assistants handle the damn game.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And you'll be back. You know what I mean?
It's Hugh Freeze, Gabe. It's not Nick Saban. Didn't this guy basically, we remember Hugh Freeze.
Even Nick
when
Saban
he was at the
would
SEC.
Take, Nick Saban wouldn't coach from a hospital bed because he knows he'd look like an idiot.
Well, my point being, when he was with Mississippi, he sunk programs. It's not like Hugh Freeze.
He's crooked as hell, this guy.
Oh, of course he is. Like, he's no.
It's
like,
funny people, he gets hired by the so-called religious school, right? That Mr. Sanction. So yeah,
it's funny.
So like you said, you saw this. What's he call you? Wait, coaching a dental chair this week?
Yeah, dental chair, dental plan.
He's got they call it a medical chair.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, so Liberty coach Hugh Freeze has been bedridden for weeks as he recovers from a life-threatening bout. Yeah, life-threatening. If it was life-threatening, you wouldn't be coaching from the butt. Man, they're pouring on thick. Last Saturday against Syracuse, Freeze coached from the press box in a hospital bed. Liberty is going to Louisiana this week. He's going to be coaching from a medical chair because they can't fit the bed into the press box at Louisiana University. They don't have a nice enough press box. So they're showing, he's got some stupid custom medical chair he's going to be coaching from. What a jackass.
I agree. I think it's ridiculous. It's stupid. And as I said before, Hugh Freeze, like, it's a, like, people rip at Ogeron, like, of LSU and stuff like that. At least he's pretty funny and he'll have a couple things. What's Hugh Freeze done? Like, he buried the
program. And Ogeron doesn't have a million violations either. He's pretty by the book, right?
Yeah, see, he's just a good guy who likes Exxon like you, chicken on a stick. That's, he likes to go to the gas station and get
hey,
some
coach,
good grub.
Anything you miss about Ole Miss? I used to get a chicken on a stick on their local Exxon. Man, he said something the other day. No one even understood. Like, nobody. Literally nobody.
You ever watch that show, Swamp People, where they just, like, kill gators? Like, they should just have Ed Orgeron in the boat. Like, he talks like those guys. It's Bayou talk, man. It's hard to pick up.
Oh, it's deep.
He seems like a nice guy.
Big Card Julio. Been a while, Big Card. How you doing, buddy? What's up, Big Card Julio, Chicago?
Gentlemen, doing well. It's a cloudy day after the Bears looked like, well, Bears offense, I should say, looked like dog crap yesterday. I'm starting to feel like Randy Quaid's character in Major League 2, just feeling very disgruntled with my home team.
One game.
I know it's one game.
I told you guys, you're due to regress. You're due to regress after winning 12 games.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I think the Bears are going to be a 9-7. Maybe 8-8 team. 9-7 at best this season.
You know, and it's funny because Bear Fang always got mad. Oh, screw Morency, we're going to regress. Listen, I'm a Raptor fan. We're going to regress this year. We won the championship. Yeah. We're going to regress. It's like, it's the way it goes. But what do you like tonight, Julio, or Saturday? What do you got?
All right, college football leans for tomorrow. I like the Bobcats of Ohio plus 160 to beat Pittsburgh in an upset. Central Michigan, the Chippewas, plus 35 against Wisconsin. I have a hard time thinking Wisconsin are going to cover the 35 points. They could be up three scores and then put in the second and third string
Wisconsin
guys.
Wisconsin play Michigan. They play Michigan next week, too.
Yeah.
So it's one of those classic lookouts. I agree. Listen, they beat, what was it? They won 49-0 against South Florida last week. You know, this is a little bit different, 35. It could get out of hand. They could name their score against Central Michigan. But the Chippewas have a tendency of backdooring these things and doing just enough to cover the number, Cam. You're right. Watch. Wisconsin's going to win by 34. Book it. They're going to win by 34. Chippewas cover.
What else you got, Julio?
Tulane plus 17.5 against Auburn. Fresno State, I'll take the home underdog. The Bulldogs tomorrow plus 140 against Minnesota. It's almost a Minnesota prove it to me play. European qualifiers tomorrow. England, France, Ukraine. You could put those in parlays. Czech Republic plus 140 over Kosovo. Portugal plus 115 over Serbia.
Hold on, Julio. I love you, buddy, but it's week one of the NFL. College football. I'm not betting on the Czech Republic tomorrow, buddy.
Yeah, I love you, bro.
You gotta go
for the plus EV. Cam, quickly, what does Lisa think about the women's final tomorrow? I love the Canadian. Can't she pull the upset?
She wants to hedge out, and I told her hedging is for horticulturalists, but we have to have a talk about it. She thinks Andreescu can win, too, at plus 240. The chick won't quit. I'll tell you one thing. She does not quit. When she's down, she grinds. Like, it's very impressive. But it's Serena Williams, man. It's legacy.
Oh, I know. That's why I was asking.
Serena's going to win.
Canadian at that 240, though. You know what? Take Andreescu on the spread. Gabe, you know where you can get the games? Like, plus 4.5 or whatever? That's what I would do and try to middle it. But, I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to go to three sets for fun.
I'm going to be puking as well all weekend in Indiana with some parlays, Habib, and a lot of college football favorites as well, guys. So good week. Good luck. Go Bills this weekend as well.
May the winners be yours, Julio. Me and Cam,
take care, guys.
We'll get into tonight's card. I'll tell you why I like the Rice Owls tonight. We'll get into this Marshall-Boise game. We have the Alouettes and the BC Lions. We'll see if Cam has it in him to bet some baseball tonight. I think he will.
Oh.
No.
I don't think so.
Ooh. Nah, you're going to bet some baseball.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game Time Decisions continues. Countdown to the National Football League. First Sunday of the year rapidly approaches. We've got a couple of games on the board here tonight, college football. We've got a full slate of college football tomorrow. U.S. Open tennis over the weekend. UFC from Abu Dhabi, United Emirates. Little something for every buddy, Cam. You brought up some golf earlier, too. Where is it? In Scotland?
Hamburg. Hamburg.
Germany.
A Scottish guy is leading. I've actually been following him. This is a great tournament, even though there's Xander Shifley and Kuchar and a couple others. Like Casey, it's kind of a weekend field. A lot of the real big guys are still taking time
wherever
off.
Wherever a dollar is, Kuchar is. He's not taking any time off. Kuchar's like, I'm there.
Yeah, I think Matt Kuchar has the relationship. Like, he comes home and his wife has bags, like, you know, Kenneth Cole. And, you know, she probably goes to, like, the mall and just, like, racks up, like, you know, $25,000 worth of, hey, you like this dress?
Yeah,
and
that's
whatever.
Why he's a tipper. People don't realize at home she's squeezing his balls hard, right?
Exactly. Yeah. She's like, well, you better go over to Germany and make some more money.
Honey, how come you're not playing in Germany in this tournament? Yeah.
Exactly, right?
I just want to take a couple of weeks off, honey. You know?
The guy doesn't take we. I've always noticed that too. Like all the other guys are like taking a few weeks off. They go to like Portugal. They go somewhere, sit on a beach for a while, really enjoy their life. And Kuchar's still grinding in these tournaments, trying to make more money because I guess he spends it right. A lot of there's also rumors on tour. Gabe, him and Phil, they like to have ping pong tournaments against guys and fleece guys. I think Kuchar's got a real like. Gambling thing going on the side. Don't let that smile fool you. He's like one of those guys, like I'll race you down the ski slope for $20,000 type of guy. So I think he works a lot because I think he shells out a lot, if you get my drift.
Cam, so let's get down to business. Ryan's asking about Yankees Red Sox. They're playing for the last time, and shout out to our boy Brian Ciccini. We'll see you at the Giant game next week. We'll be there, Brian, as well. We'll be at the FanDuel Sportsbook before and after the game. We'll be at the game, and then we'll settle in, and we'll be on 1 to 5 every Sunday. But you know what? Listen, we're doing some marathons. It was a 16-hour workday yesterday. Left my house at 8 a.m. I got home at 1, Cam. 17 hours, actually. Right back here this morning again. We got in-game live coming up after. It's a freaking grind. So,
that's what I was going to tell you. At least enjoy your Sunday. Like, I know you're phoned in or whatever, but kick back, relax. Don't think about work. Just enjoy the game. You and Hamburg hit that buffet hard, hit the booze hard. You know, it's open. Have a good time, man.
Yeah, I like Gano reminding us. It is a corporate suite, as he brought up.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, the corporate suite. We can't forget that. All right, so tonight's game, we've got, as far as the Red Sox, Ryan was asking about the total in the game. We'll get into we'll do a quick baseball check. Total's 10.5. It is the last time the Yankees and the Red Sox are playing each other this year, this weekend, final series. But let's get into the game tonight here, football, we'll get into baseball, and then NFL. But we'll be quick with the baseball. But college tonight, you know, saying you like rice is you know, a little rice-a-roni. Tonight.
I like Rice-A-Roni.
Yeah, Rice-A-Roni's like Kraft dinner. It's good if you're not forced to eat it. If you're eating it by choice, it's okay. But Wake Forest. So Wake Forest went up and down the field. They played a track meet last week against Utah State. Fine. I like Wake Forest minus 19.5 on the road.
Up to 20.
They shouldn't really be that big of a favorite against an FCS team, Cam. You know what I mean? And I know, okay, Rice is sort of bottom tier. Maybe I'm wrong. And Babana raised a good point. It's not like Army posed an aerial threat last week to Rice. But all the same, Rice aren't a high school team. They play in Texas. They've got a couple of athletes. I like the running back that they have. Their quarterback was all right. You know, I think they're athletic enough to hang around getting 20 points on their home field against Wake freaking Forest. It's Wake Forest.
You know what, Gabe?
Wake Forest, Cam, listen to this, buddy. They're 1-10 against the spread when they lay 14 or more points. It doesn't happen often. So in the last 20 years, they've only laid 14 or more 11 times. They've covered once. Meanwhile, the Rice Owls are actually 7-3 against the spread. Last 10 times, they're getting double-digit points as an underdog, including last week's cover. I like the Rice Owls tonight on their home field plus the points.
I'm going to actually go. I don't know about the side in this game. I think it's going to be very close to the number. I do want to take Rice, but I agree with Babano for one thing. Wake Forest defense is horrible. Utah State ran it all the way up and down the field, too. Rice will be happy to play a team like Wake Forest instead of a team like Army, right? Like Army, these guys, they're legit. 58.5 seems very, very low. Wake Forest will score on Rice. Rice will get theirs against Wake Forest. This feels like a 41 to like 30 type of game. Like, you know what I mean? It feels like we can get some points to this game. I lean over in the game more than anything. But
I like the over, too.
I'm not going to talk you out of taking Rice at plus 20. It just went from 19.5 to 20 on Mr. Green, too. Good. But I do have an opinion on the side on the second game, which will be bet tonight. I'm very
so
big on
So do I have 20
game.
Points? So we put the plays in. I have. So do I have 20? Rice plus 20?
I will give you your bets. You have 19.5 when
course.
I put it in. Sorry, I just had to do it quick. You got a parlay with Boise and the Alouettes. That's big. You got the over. Actually, I think the over, did it go up to 58.5? Let's see. That's what you got. The over is stationary, so you have the same line. That game is 58.5. So, yeah, it's all good. Half point. Let's hope that the number doesn't come into effect. Yes, 58.5. It is still
there. I got Rice plus 19.5 and over.
Correct.
Over, what is it, 58.5, right?
Yeah.
Are they both 58.5? No, what's Boise Marshall? I didn't play that one. Okay, I played that at FanDuel. My bad. Okay, so we got Rice plus 19.5, guys. We're taking the over in the Rice Wake Forest game. Now let's get into Boise State and Marshall. We talked about this. It is true. Boise State, historically over the years, haven't been a good home favorite. It's not their role. And in fact, under Coach Harsin, since he's taken over, Cam, as a whole, not just as a favorite, but they've been a favorite in every damn home game they play. They're 11-20-1 against the spread at home in their last 31 home games. 11-20-1. They're 5-14 against the spread. The last 19 times they played a team with a winning record in Boise. You know, it's just, and you know, had that big comeback win last week. That young quarterback looked awesome though for Boise State. And Marshall are going to be overwhelmed. I feel like it's a trap, Cam, to take Marshall here, but I understand why people will do it. Who do you like?
Yeah, I kind of think underdog in the over in both games. I think the game will go over, and I got to take Marshall. I know. It's tough, Gabe. It's a leap of faith, but the line keeps on going up too, right? I don't want to lay it's 13.5 on Mr. Green too. That's a lot of points so Boise State's got to win by 14 for you to cover. I don't know. I also like the over at 57.5. VMI scored points on Marshall, so you got to believe Boise State's going to be able to do some
stuff.
I do
like the over. I bet last night when I left the book.
I like both overs. I like both overs and both underdogs, and I think you'll have a good night, but Eileen Marshall, it's not going to be a huge play, but the over in this game I like too. Oh, man, it's tough. 13.5 is a lot of points, Gabe, but Boise State, Eileen Marshall. I think it's too many points. What do you think about the side? You like the over, but you like Marshall plus 13.5?
I think it's a trick. I think it's gone up for a reason. I think Boise State are going to pull away late. I just don't trust Marshall on the road in a spot like this. I played. You saw what I did. I put Boise on a money line parlay with the Montreal Alouettes. A little Boise CFL action. I hope the Alouettes get it done tonight, but I think they will on their home field against BC. So, you know, that's our action there. But I do agree with the over as well. Now, last week I was frustrated. So were you by the college card. A lot of bad beats. I didn't even really bet a million games or anything. I just sort of bet bigger units. But, you know, I, not that I'm not enthused. I look forward to seeing these games, the LSU-Texas game, Clemson-Texas A&M, et cetera. Nebraska-Colorado, I actually want to watch. But from a betting perspective, I'm being very selective. And I'm sure, Ball, when tomorrow comes, I'll end up jumping on some other things. But as it is now, Cam, I was selective with the college card tomorrow. I like Stanford plus three against USC. Battle of backup quarterbacks, fine. Give me the way better coach in Shaw plus three. It's not often you'll get a college total, guys, at 43.5. That's what you have in that game with USC and Stanford. I think it's going to go under.
It's like, I will, too.
It's backup quarterbacks, good defenses. Love it's going to be smash mouth under. So I like Stanford plus three. I like the under. I like Mac Brown in North Carolina getting five on their home field against the Miami Hurricanes.
Yep.
And I'm not passing up Texas. Texas don't have any running backs, Cam. I get it. But I'm not passing up the Longhorns getting 6.5. Tom Herman, 13-2 against the spread as an underdog.
I agree with that one, and I'll add one more to your list. I agree with all those underdogs. I also, just to double check, Gabe, on Mr. Green, they've taken Stanford off the board. They've taken the Stanford-USC game off the board, probably due to the quarterback situation. They're going to repost a number there.
Well, there's backup quarterback. We know who's starting, the Slovis kid starting for USC's, but Stanford actually have two backup quarterbacks. Correct. So there's confusion about which one of their backups. You have Costello, the starter, but there's actually two of them. The kid that came in last week isn't as good as, I guess, the other backup, if you hear what I'm saying. Yep. So, I don't know. But wouldn't you rather have David Shaw over Clay Helton if you both teams have backup quarterbacks?
Yes, I would.
Clay Helton sucks, bro.
USC blows. They're so overrated. My other game, Gabe, we'll talk about more, but I got to take the 17.5 with A&M against Clemson. I know it's a leap of faith.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points, man.
I hear thee. I'm just getting tired of losing betting against Clemson in these regular season games.
Yeah, I know. Man. I like New England.
We'll get into the NFL week one as well.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament this Sunday, setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS lineup optimizer, or join the countless number of people that have won thousands playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thank you very much, Cam. I have not put my millionaire maker lineup together yet. But yeah, me too. It's been a grind here, buddy. You know, it's tough with all these games. I've been sort of, you know, we'll throw a couple of players out for people though. We had Drew Dankmeyer on this morning. Man, that guy's a smart guy. Like
he sure is. All those guys are very.
Yeah,
bright.
You just can tell. You're like, man, this guy's just smart. Like. He says he sees things we don't see when he looks at these games. And but we were talking about some of the players, and I'll tell you, Cam, a couple of guys are running back, except Drew says that he's probably going to be the most heavily owned running back. It's pretty crazy. And, like, the DFS in the fantasy world, people are like, the hipsters like this guy, and I'm talking about Dalvin Cook.
Perfect.
Yeah, Dalvin Cook is, like, probably, he's like the hipster, like, you know, like the Daily Roto guys, computer algorithms. Dalvin Cook's the number one projected running back, like as far as the price is concerned. Saquon Barkley's number one projected points.
Yep.
But Dalvin Cook is the best value back, the best sort of back is Dalvin Cook. But they all know this. He's going to be owned probably, you know, about 80%, 70%. He's going to be heavily owned. Another guy is Tyler Lockett. Tyler Lockett on the Seattle Seahawks wide receiver should be in line for a big day, Cam, as well.
So funny you mentioned that, Gabe. I have three fantasy leagues. I have Lockett in two, and I have Dalvin Cook in two in your league. The Weehawk and Warriors League, Dalvin Cook was my first running back when me and you picked very late in that first round. I know I reached a little bit in that draft. I was kind of like rattled before, but things turned out okay. If Dalvin Cook stays healthy, I think it'll be very, very good. I'm with you, man. I think he's going to have an absolutely huge day. And the more I've been thinking about this football game, the more I like Minnesota too, Gabe. I was trying to make a case for Atlanta. I can't. I'm not buying into this Falcon BS. I'm gonna lay the four with the Vikings and put them in parlays too with the, on the money line. I think I just think they should get it done. So they're a better team. They're at home. It's only 4 points. I agree. I love Dalvin Cook, and I think Lockett is going to light up Cincinnati's secondary.
Yeah. No. You know, and Zimmer, he's 33-14, 33-14 against non-division opponents. Like, basically, if you look at all of Zimmer's losses, he's lost to the Packers a few times. You know what I mean? He's, you know, he's lost to the Bears, lost to the Packers. Like, he really only loses divisional games. But, you know, like I said, I look forward to playing this. Even though if I ever win, it's going to be confusing. I'm going to have a hard time getting paid, Cam. Trust me. It's going to be, well, where are you? And what's this? And not like, but I'll worry about that if I ever do hit one of these. Let me just set some settings here. They changed the format a little bit on Daily Roto. So when I punch this in, all right, here we go. Stacking. All right. Teammates without quarterback. All right. Quarterback plus one, one, one. All right. So this is the, you like that?
That's good.
Should we throw a tight end there? Yes. Although, you know, it's just going to come back. It's just going to come back Zach Ertz right now. I guarantee it's going to come back Foles. So basically, and we talked about this with Drew. Now, there's different ways of stacking your lineup, guys. But, and you know it, Cam. One of the popular ways, and it was successful, and it changes after, like, there's different trends in fantasy, like betting. Last year, early in the first month or so in DFS, the way to win was you needed to stack, all right? Now, all the pro guys will tell you, you got to stack, guys. Stack. A lot of like casual guys will think, well, geez, I don't want three guys on the same team. Dick Meyer does. He does. Because he brought it up today. He goes, it's so hit or miss with these guys. He goes, you got to get the game right, and then you have to have the stack right. Otherwise, you're just sort of wasting your time because you're never going to pinpoint this guy from that game and that guy from this game and this guy from that game, Cam. You know what I mean? No, buddy. You got to hope that you're just on board for one of these games that they score 80 points in. And you're a lot. It happens to me in the NBA sometimes. And, it's like, wow, and, they went to double overtime. This is awesome. Like, it happens once in a while.
You have to go contrarian. The guys who won used
Brandon Hill one week.
They used Bills Allen when he was before he broke out. It was a crazy.
That's a good point.
Game.
I remember last year, Cam, a guy won, and near the end of the year, he won. He had Brock Osweiler, Kenny Stills, and Balazs as his stack.
And Miami had that one game where they went off. He had it. That's how you win big money.
I tried it with Josh Allen a few times, and it didn't work.
I tried it,
and then I stopped, and then he had a big week. So think about it. Who's the worst quarterback? Who's the worst guy we can take? What's the nobody's taking this guy stack of the week?
I'm going to tell you.
Let me open up the second page here. I want to what's the
Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton.
Yeah.
He'll be low.
Yeah. Andy Dalton, Boyd, Mixon stock.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one thing about Seattle. I know they won 10 straight home openers, but covering big numbers has not been their strength. That number is very, very high. And they've also talked about, I've been reading some articles, Gabe, Cincinnati's going to do a lot of dinking and dunking. So I think Dalton's stats are going to be actually inflated. He's one prop that I might take over because instead of the long passes without Green, it's going to be more quick hits to Erickson, quick hits to Mixon, quick hits, you know, like they're going to try to run a more collegiate style offense, quick releases, keep him upright, right? So I don't know. I'm not going to say it's going to happen, but and Tampa Bay. I'll use Jameis Winston, Godwin, Evans, somebody like...
He's the third-ranked quarterback.
Oh, he is? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah, but listen, Mahomes is $7,200 on DraftKings.
Yeah.
Projected to score 24 points, fantasy points, DK points. Carson Wentz is $5,700, projected to do 21.88.
I got one. Stafford, Galladay, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, I like it. Against that defense, 54. I like where you're going with that. Oh, you know one that no one will have? A few. Let's really get into it, Cam. Marcus Mariota.
Yoda, exactly.
Mariota somehow throws three touchdowns to a Delanie Walker. Corey Davis runs a bit, says, hey, you all say I suck, you suck. And the other one is, this is ballsy. We almost have to do it. Eli freaking Manning. Eli, Saquon, Evan Engram stack. Or you throw Sterling Shepard in there for cheap, too.
Interesting. I'm going to do my Detroit stack and see how it goes this week.
Yeah, but Detroit, that's not out of the box. Good pick. I like your pick. Yeah, but that's not out of the box picking on Arizona. Like, Eli is out of the box, bro. You know?
Oh, yeah. Him and Andy Dalton are out of the box. Definitely.
How many people are like, yeah, I'm starting Eli, my millionaire maker this week?
Not very many.
Nobody.
No. Not very many. All right, do we have a caller?
No.
I thought Yang said we had.
Did we do Yang? No. Not that I didn't know of.
Who?
No, we had Big Card Julio.
Jarrett from Baton Rouge.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't hear that. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I stepped away earlier. My apologies. Still there?
Is he there?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's go. What up?
For the pick. 1 minute rapid fire. Let's rock.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes. What's up, Baton Rouge?
Hey, this is Jarrett. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I know I saw you on Twitter. Yeah. You said you're a cop. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing well. I want to get into maybe a little off the board game, but not for you, Gabe. You're fighting Michigan Wolverines. I see about laying 22. I think they hammer Army. I think they roll up 40-something on Army. Army maybe scores a touchdown. I'm playing the team total. I see it offshore for Army at 13. I'm going to play that under, and I'm definitely hammering Michigan against the spread.
I like Michigan, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Michigan's going to kill them, Gabe.
There's a big feeling, and I see in the playbook with Lawrence even, well, Army, after an ATS loss, they bounce back. And I watched Army play last week, guys, and they can't throw the ball. They're tough. They're not going to quit, but Michigan's going to suffocate that ground game. And Michigan are playing Wisconsin next week, guys. It's not like it's a look ahead. They need to dial it up even to get into, hey, we're playing Wisconsin next week. We got to get Shea Patterson going for real here. The offense is a little choppy. It started off well, similar to Ohio State, and then it sort of, you know, they hit the wall a bit. They got to get this thing going. And another thing is, too, I remember another time, Darren, I thought that Harbaugh would let up on a military team. He didn't. He didn't. And I agree. I don't think they embarrass them, but especially under 23, Cam, 22.5 really isn't all that much. Like last week, it was ridiculous. There were dumb point spreads last week. And in hindsight, like, Notre Dame on the road was too high. Like, Middle Tennessee State aren't that bad. You can't be laying 37.5 to these guys. You know what I mean, this is a reasonable number at 22.5.
I agree. I think Michigan will win. Hey, touchdown a quarter. They win by 28.
It's an early game.
I think they win by probably 31. Noon, yep,
early game. Anything else you like, bro?
I'm looking at Tulane. I think this is a good spot for them with the big win by Auburn. I think Auburn comes in with a letdown. I like the way Tulane looked last Friday night. I see him about 17. I'll probably buy the point. I can do that offshore. You guys probably, or maybe can't, New Jersey, but I'll take Tulane plus 17.
What and about LSU?
A bit of a homer pick, but
LSU Texas. Yeah, what about the big game?
Sorry. I don't know. I'm going to think about that one now that it's a touchdown offshore. The other one I'm looking at off the bye, so to speak, are the Miami Hurricanes. I'm a Canes fan, so this may be a homer pick, but I think off the bye, I don't believe at all in UNC. I think the Cox quit, and I think the Canes off a bye get it right and go in to Chapel Hill and absolutely hammer them. So I'm laying the wood with the Canes -5.
All right, tune in tonight, bro. We're going to have more college talk. We've been in NFL mode, but tonight we're on for 2 hours with Blewett. We'll see what Ranieri has college-wise. Don't be a stranger, bro. Call it a little earlier and in a 6 o'clock hour next week with your college and stuff. But good to hear from you, bro.
Awesome. Will do. See you guys.
Yeah, like, my college picks overnight, and I got to do some research tonight. But like I said earlier, I can't refuse 6.5, 7 points with the Longhorns and Tom Herman, Cam. I like David Shaw and Stanford on the money line. I'm getting 3, but screw it. I'll take the money line. I like the under. And the thing with that that Mack Brown game, I was going. I like Michigan too. I think Michigan are going to roll. You know what? I like Colorado plus the points against Nebraska tomorrow. Getting four. That game's up there in Boulder. We'll be posting our picks. We're on tomorrow live at 3, guys, so we're not done with the college here. But I want to get the number with Mack Brown. Oh, here it is. First-year head coaches. Coaches with the program for the first year are 10-1 against the spread in game two and conference games when coming off a win. They're sort of playing with house money a little bit coming tonight. But I told you guys my picks. Rice plus the points. Wake Forest, Rice over. Marshall, Boise State over the number. Boise State money line parlay with the Montreal Alouettes money line. What do you got, Cam? Any baseball for you? Just doing football?
No, I'm done with baseball tonight. If I were to bet, no, honestly, I there's a couple games. I was looking at Milwaukee. I'm like, pass.
I didn't even look at the card tonight. I'm like, whatever. I'm done too.
I looked at it, and now the favorites are really jacked up. There's no value, and it's a leap of faith taking a bad team as a dog, right? So maybe the over in the Yankees-Boston game at 10.5 with those pitchers should be runs. But I'm with you. Wake Forest Rice over 58.5. I love that. Smaller play on Marshall. I'm going to buy the half point to plus 14 because I can on my book. I agree, Gabe. I think Montreal wins, but the BC Lions, I think they cover. I think I'll take them plus 6. I think the game middles. Montreal wins in a really, really tight one. And for the NFL, my picks, my favorite games are Detroit, Indianapolis, Tampa Bay, and Indy. Let's rock, buddy.
The Raging Redhead, Kevster. So when are you on again? This is like a mini Sunday. Vacation for you, right? Wow, you're on vacation.
Yeah, no, it's my first day off. Yeah, I got Saturday off. I'm with Cardano, 1-5 when you're at the game, buddy.
I'll be speaking to you. I'll be checking in. I'll be back at 8 o'clock, in-game live. Great job in the pit.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here's what you missed on Game Time Decisions.
So week one, it's NFL. Babano with us. So Babano says he likes the Carolina Panthers to beat the LA Rams. What else are you looking at, Babano?
I'm looking at the over in the 49ers Bucks. It's climbed a little bit, and I know that can be dicey. You know, there's always that thought in the back of my mind. Last night, the defenses were way ahead of the offenses, but you can't put a blanket statement over every week one game. You've still got to do your individual game handicapping. And the way I see this is I think Tampa Bay's offense will be improved with Jameis Winston, with now, I think, a coach that will coach him up better. You know, on the offensive side of the football and Bruce Arians, I think the Bucs offense will be better. I still have doubts about San Fran a little bit defensively. But on the flip side, this Bucs defense looks abysmal coming into the season. They look like they could be one of the, you know, bottom five defenses in the NFL. Vita Vea, you know, just announced earlier today, or I just read that he's now downgraded to doubtful, one of their pass rushers that they're relying on. I don't trust their secondary in one-on-one coverage. So, and I know Jimmy Garoppolo looked a little sketchy. Throwing the football at times in the preseason, but I think this is a defense he should be able to do some damage against here. This total has gone up from 49.5 to 51, and I fully agree with it.
Cam, what do you think about that game? I know you like the home team here in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I lean with the Buccaneers in this spot as well as Bruce Arians' debut. You know, there's a lot of hype about San Francisco. Tampa probably have a better roster if you want to talk about talent on the field. And, you know, Cam, you and I was kind of bullish on Tampa. I think Arians could do some nice things. We talk about that staff that they have with Bruce Arians, with Byron Leftwich, and with Todd Bowles. Some quality coaching that they have.
I agree.
On this team that can connect with players. They're good with connecting with players. You know, it's just a well-balanced, all-around good staff. From Bowles, a hell of a coach, defensive coach. Byron Leftwich, been a quarterback, can relate to Winston. And we both like Ryan Griffin. And Arians is the old-school hard-ass guy that's respected. My only deal with Tampa is that schedule that they got to play on the road for two straight months, but they're starting off at home. First couple of games, two or three at home, I believe, and they know the importance of winning these games. Garoppolo is a little shaky, hasn't played, didn't play last year, only played in the preseason. I got to lean with the Buccaneers here, Cam. I don't have a strong feel for the total, though.
It's one of my favorite games of the week, Gabe.
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.